Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 269. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Bunch of guys bringing a bunch of apps, and every once in a while, we have a developer on the show, and he talks about an app he's created. It's usually an ultra mega awesome app, and that's going to be the case today. But before we introduce him, let me introduce our trusty co-host, Steve McLaughlin, the door-to-door geek from podnuts.com. What's up, Dor?
Hey, Steve Cherubino from stevecherubino.com. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com.
That's very good.
I'm doing great.
Well, and both of us are not from dinimedia.com, the best redirect on the internet.
It is the best. It's the fastest. I mean, it's just a pleasure to go there. Mm-hmm. Our other co-host, Eric, can't make it tonight. He is in Chicago doing some training. At least that's what he said. You know, and we don't really know what he's doing.
Training. He's training his elbow, maybe.
Maybe. I heard some glasses clinking in the back when he voxed us today.
I heard on the way there, he stopped at a liquor store and they had a special on $2 bottles of wine. And supposedly he picked up a lot of them.
It sounds like he probably really did that.
Yeah. I do not question the manager.
He is the authority on cheap alcohol. Hey, Dor, remember we brought in a cool app called InstaRadio?
Oh, yes, I do. I do, because I believe I'm the person that originally brought that app. Possibly. Oh. I don't know. I'm taking credit for
it. You can toot your own horn if you want. But remember the cool developer we had on the show?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, he's back. Hey, guys, Kevin Kleiman is back with us from what used to be called InstaRadio. Now it's called RAR. Did I say it right?
You said it right. Thanks.
How's it going, man?
Good, man. Thanks for having me back, Steve.
And yeah. No problem.
You guys making it easy for me.
Well, yeah, I have to say, last time you were on the show, Dor proclaimed with authority and very positively that the name of your app was like the best name ever. And then we were shocked when RAR came up. So tell us a story about, like, first of all, if anybody missed the first episode, what is RAR? And tell us how the name change came about. I'm very curious about that personally.
So RAR, it used to be called InstaRadio, is a pretty simple audio publishing app where you can start a high quality live audio broadcast with literally two touches. You can add an image to it. And when you go live, you can go live to air on Facebook and Twitter. People can broadcast for as long as they want. The whole point is to make it as easy as possible to publish audio online. So that's what the app does. We recently changed our name. So InstaRadio, it's not a bad name, but it has, there's something about being derivative of another. So we're a social publishing platform. And there's another big social publishing platform that has the name is, it's almost too derivative that we wouldn't be able to own our own brand. And for the people that we were trying to get support from and raise venture capital from, they were very insistent upon us having our own.
Well,
the name's okay, and I think people get it, and there's a lot of like recognition to it. Something about the value of the company that, you know, is almost like a roof that's set right off the bat for you.
Interesting.
Well, and it's better to change the name as early as possible rather than years into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had relative success, but it's clearly not hit scale. And so he'd be a lot easier now than a year or two from now. Hopefully we'll make a lot more users.
I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, well, that makes sense. So it wasn't like you guys all said, this name kind of sucks, let's change it. It was other reasons.
Yeah, I mean, the name didn't suck. People are super varied on names, right? And like, end of the day, it's cooking, it's not math. And there's a good chance this won't have a huge effect, but it might. And so if the cost is relatively low, why not, right?
How has it been received so far, name change?
That's it. Mixed reviews. Some people, a lot of people were, really love the monikers around the Insta. like Insta Family, Insta Chat. I think there's a lot of like similarities between the two publishing platforms that people like carrying over, that maybe it was a natural extension for them. So, it just takes time to get used to something new. And so I think the people who didn't hear it before like it, and the people who heard it before are just getting used to it. But, I don't know. I've never to really compare it to anything.
Okay. You know, I thought it was, it's just like I was speculating. I'm like, I thought you might have changed it because the word radio can seem kind of dated, because radio is kind of going away in a matter of sense, with like terrestrial stations like dropping like flies, and they're not having a little bit of a revival in a weird way. But still, I thought you were trying to get away from the word radio. So I was completely wrong.
I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I've heard from investors specifically that association was negative.
Uh-huh.
Not that I don't like love radio myself, but I've heard that. I mean, it wasn't part of the decision, but you're spot on there.
Oh, cool.
It's funny. I've heard, so you guys know Clear Channel?
Yep.
Biggest broadcast. So their debt is more than the entire revenue of the global broadcasting radio economy combined.
Oh, wow.
It is insane how, like, they can't produce good radio, right? They just have to continue to cut costs and cut people and go to these like generalized formats that people don't love as much as, like, you know, you guys talk to people. It's very authentic. It's very real. It's great to consume.
Huh?
Yeah. And I'll just say this. That's why I love the idea of Android in the car. I believe it can help push the idea of the radio out of even the automobile.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's going to become synonymous at some point, right? All the dashboards will connect to your phone and vice versa. And instead of having this like limited number of channels, I mean, it's already pretty good. I mean, you're going to have access to just so much, and it would be so cheap to access that audience. There's got to be some sort of, YouTube-ish platform for that medium.
I agree. Well, and I would say this, I like your platform as the, this is a generalization, but I like the idea of yours, because yours to me is more like the Twitter feed of audio. It's fresh, new, happening events, like you said, around the globe. If you want to hear audio from them, this is the kind of service that can give you that. And there's not, and I still don't know anything out there that compares to what you guys offer.
Thank you very much. Production is super simple. I think that the discovery still needs, I think there's a way in which audio doesn't really ever go viral. Like great episodes of podcasts, you don't see them like pushed around as much as you see amazing videos or photos. And I think, you know, a big part about what we are doing is really trying to build the systems for that. They figure out what it'll take to, what tools people need to create that and the ecosystem around that.
Let me know when you figure that out. Seriously, that is something I would love to know. Like how to make the audio viral, how to make podcasts viral. That'd be killer.
I think it's just a lot of people caring about it and eventually getting a tipping point.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting.
So, an Insta Radio, or sorry, I keep wanting to call it that. On RAR, you said you could broadcast to Facebook and Twitter. Is somebody able to just stay within Facebook and hear the live feed, or do they have to be redirected to another site?
So right now they're redirected to a web page.
Okay.
It's funny you asked that, because we're actually working on an in-stream player. It's become pretty clear that anything that takes people outside of Facebook doesn't get a lot of priority in stream. And I think it's really more important for us to be a good tool for the producers than it is to, get people out of Facebook.
Yeah, I know, man. I do another podcast where I interview dance music producers, and dude, it's all about SoundCloud there. So like I host my whole podcast on SoundCloud because it's the, pretty much one of the only audio forms right now that you can embed into Facebook and people don't have to leave Facebook.
Yeah.
And they can just stream from there. So that would be sweet if RAR got into like that.
It should be within the next couple of weeks, I would say.
Awesome.
Very good.
That's so good. What about Twitter?
That as well. So the big, you got to go HTTPS to be able to do players inside of each of those systems. And we just made the switch last week. And so working on Twitter cards and working on Facebook Play as well.
Well, awesome. Now, here's where I get a question buzzing around my head like ridiculous. You right now, you in like 13 seconds just said, do you mind, hit a couple buttons. And now you're streaming this live on RAR.
Want me to tell you guys how many listeners we have?
Sure.
So I'm streaming it through Roar and on my Facebook and my Twitter, and there's 180 people listening right now.
That's awesome.
But now here's the question. How are you doing it? Are you just playing our audio through your speakers and it's picking it up on the speaker on the phone, or do you have something physically connected?
No, I'm just, my phone is next to the computer, so picks up my voice and picks up the sound from the computer.
Gotcha.
And I mean, it's on Twitter right now. So if you guys head over to Twitter, I'm sure you could hear what the sound quality is like.
Oh yeah.
Don't do it, Dor.
I'm not, but thanks to an app.
Just because it'll loop through the speakers.
Yeah. Thanks to an app I brought weeks ago called Media Toolkit. Literally 3 seconds after he posted it, I got a ping saying he mentioned it. I clicked the link, got the link, went to twitter.com/podnuts, and I reposted that link. So I was aware you did it, and I was notified of it, and I tried to help spread it.
That's awesome, dude. Hey, let's pause for a station break. You're listening to Android App Addicts on podnuts.com.
Brought to you by you, the listeners of Podnuts.
But I'm actually like very curious. So a big part of our pitch is it's way easier than doing a podcast. Do you mind going through what you guys do to publish this podcast?
Oh, my Lord. Go, Steve.
It seems like easy. Like everybody wants to do a podcast now, but there's still like barrier to entry. I mean, for this podcast, we record it, then we upload it to a Drupal website, which creates an RSS feed that we run through Feedburner and submit to iTunes. It's like that many steps.
Sign up for each individual. And hook them all up.
Well, yes. And we have to pay for hosting for our website. We have to pay for hosting for the media file. We have to keep our website up for security risk, for patches, for updates. We have to hand curate the RSS feed to make sure it's properly formed, properly shaped, so it doesn't cause any errors. We then have to periodically go in and edit our posting on the podcast, because sometimes we accidentally leave a period here or we misspell something there. The editing alone can take as long as the recording of a podcast.
Not the way I do it.
I said it can. I'll say I know people who have do 1 hour podcast but edit for 4 hours.
My favorite line on this show is I'll edit that out.
I'll edit that out.
And that's all the listeners ever hear.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to claim this is like television with all the pre and the on and all the post production, but there is definite work to it. And that's where you have, the only way I can put it is you have a truly frictionless system. You sign up, you hit the record button.
I teach a lot of people how to podcast, Kevin. Like it's one of like, I do a consulting gig, and really, man, until I started doing that, I didn't realize how much there actually was to it. Most of it is equipment, like getting a good mic and audio interface and all that stuff set up. So you kind of bypass that with what you're doing, but that kind of leads me into a question I wanted to ask you. Are you able to, like on Android, I know you could hook up some like high-end equipment with what's that cable called, Dor?
OTG.
An OTG cable. Are you able, is Roar able to recognize like if an audio interface or a nice mic is hooked up to a phone or a tablet?
I don't, I think.
I'll say this. I am more than happy to donate hardware to you for testing and development purposes.
That would be fantastic.
That's how bad I want this done.
Because that would make it amazing.
Oh, yeah. Because, listen, I'm going to a conference here in 2 weeks. Next year, I plan on going to at least 4 conferences. I would love to be able to hold my Android device in one hand, hold a OTG USB microphone in the other hand, and do this.
Stream it.
And stream it. And have it recorded on the stream for posterity's sake. That is digital, not even gold. That's platinum. That's unobtainium. That's, you know,
That's
Avatar.
That's definitely where we're going. I mean, the only barriers right now for us are internet strength, accessibility, which in for the most cases is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you know, you guys are obviously a bit more professional and probably have a higher quality of audio. But I think as mics continue to improve and we have more time to work on the back end, that it'll be very close. Enough so that, like, anybody can produce some really high quality content. That's, I think that's the important part, place to get to.
That's really cool. Now, we asked you a bunch of questions. Well, tell us, because you haven't been on for, I don't know, several months. I'm sure you guys have done development and whatnot. Is there anything new and exciting you wanted to talk about Roar before, you know, I mean, since that time we last talked about you?
Man, I'm sure a ton has been going on. I'm trying to think what are the things that are different from a month ago.
I'll tell you, dude, even if there's nothing, it's still an amazing app. I just wanted to see if there was.
It's definitely more reliable, like higher performing app. Tons of bugs have been worked out. Community's bigger. The amount of content that gets generated, the amount of time that's listening. We've added a handful of like features, none huge. I'm trying to think of the biggest.
It doesn't even need to be huge, man. Like you said, just those things.
Oh, here's something that's kind of cool. So on the iPhone, with iOS 8, you're able to port audio from app to app. So we're going to be the first audio-based app where you can publish from other audio apps. So voice memos, you know, those that DJ app, you have those weird spinning things. You can do recordings there and upload them.
So that's the iOS 8 share feature?
Yeah,
the share plugin or something.
I'm testing it on an Android show, but
well, no, because that just tells me Android needs to grow and have this ability as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Android's audio has been literally catching up to Apple.
No, I didn't ask for you to insult it. Come on,
it is. I've tried to do stuff from Android.
I know. The audio stack is getting better, Steve.
Yeah, we'll both get there. We're both awesome platforms.
Is there any future for like a desktop interface app?
If there is, it's pretty far away. I mean, it's going to be on most other mobile platforms first. And I think desktop will get better in the way it's presented and community and search and all that stuff. And I don't know. I mean.
Okay, well, then I'll ask you a hackery question. In the last couple weeks, people have figured out how to port Android apps and insert them into Chrome browser 38 or higher as Chrome extensions.
Cool. Actually, I think I saw somebody do that with Vine.
I was going to ask you, have you seen someone attempt to do it with your app? Because if not, I can try, but on the laptop upstairs, I didn't have much success with other apps.
I would love to see you try. I think that porting it and actually accessing and broadcasting from the microphone.
Yeah.
Like I've seen our, the guy who heads up development for us, he ported it over to BlackBerry. He used to be a BlackBerry instructor and it literally took him an hour, but then he wasn't able to do the broadcasting function. But if you can do that, that would be amazing.
Oh yeah. That'd be really cool.
That'd be awesome. Can you sell that as like a door extension, like a special Podnuts extension to Roar?
Sure. Pre-investment sales are going on now.
You guys could put on a website and people could just broadcast off.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so cool. Last time, Kevin, you told us about some of the cool things people were doing with the app. Any new cool things like people have been doing like that came across your lines? Like, I don't know, there was a lot of like journalism, like citizen journalism going on, different things like that. Anything really cool?
That's some pretty cool stuff. We entered into a partnership with Global News, which is the largest TV provider of news in Canada, and they are onboarding all their field agents and columnists, and they're putting a lot of their news broadcasts, the audio portion, through the app, which is like a really cool experiment in seeing how valuable it can be for journalists. The columnists are doing something where they talk about the articles, so it's kind of a cool adjunct to the way that they give people information.
Neat.
We've had some pretty cool YouTubers use it to start podcasts, and were there people using it for TV commentary last time I talked to you guys?
Right.
TV commentary?
I want to say I remember hearing that, but I don't remember if it was on the podcast or not.
No. A couple of people who will watch, they'll watch TV shows and put it on and do kind of like live TV commentary, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
You know, those people who like shoot the shit about football, and some great like video game reviewers coming on.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see, because I've seen on like live podcasts, for instance, communities spring up in voice chat rooms where they're listening to the podcast at the same time they're discussing it.
Interesting.
That was Podnuts. Podnuts Daily back in the day. But I could literally see sports people like leeching onto this like a narcotic, and during the game give their armchair thing of, oh, he should have dropped back 3 more yards and threw it to Grace. He was open, you know, kind of thing. Because they know everything, and I'm sure they want everyone to know that.
I want to go down to Boston and get every obnoxious sports fan and just give them an iPhone and only the Roar app.
It would get very loud. All right. Dude, thank you so much for coming back on and sharing the info about Roar. Is there anything you want to plug or say about it before we end off the show?
No, go check out the app. And if anybody has any feedback, Kevin@Roar, RAUR.co. And any feedback at all is welcomed. And yeah, thanks for having me on the show, guys. It's always fun to be on.
Definitely. We love having you on, man. I hope you come on more.
Yeah, anytime.
Dor, anything you want to say to the folks before we end off this show?
I want to thank everyone for their support. Sorry for the AAA Club newsletter glitch. Glitches don't exist, but we had a glitch in the newsletter where we paid for the premium service for GetResponse, yet GetResponse said we hit our limit. And then when Steve refreshed the page, it said, congratulations, you're, you know, so it's now working all good again.
Yeah, really sorry about that. We don't hate people who can't join the club. Speaking of that, go to podnuts.com/AAA club. We're giving away an LGG watch, guys. All you got to do is join the club. It's just name and email address. You get access to our live feed, behind the scenes. Dor and Eric send out deals. You get into a private G+ community. It's really cool stuff. It doesn't cost a thing. And you could win stuff. We're going to be doing giveaways every month for club members. So all you got to do is go to podnuts.com/AAA club, join and enjoy, and good luck.
Yeah. And
that's all I got to say.
We don't send out spam, and we don't send out bacon, which some people say is spam you asked for. We don't send out spam. We don't send out bacon. All we send out is prime rib.
Hey guys, can I get a couple shout outs in before we end this?
Yeah.
So I got 2 likes through the app. So and a shout out to Justin A. Wallace and Will Wright.
Who was the second one?
Will Wright.
Will Wright? Very cool. Not the same Will Wright that invented The Sims? That'd be cool. Isn't that Will Wright?
XR2000 is username. I don't know. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Well, any Will Wright will take.
Absolutely.
Cool. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. See you next time.